Hello, and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each Tuesday, I will share with you a different story or two. These are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is The Rainbow Fish by Marcus Feister. A long way out into the deep blue sea, there lived a fish. Not just an ordinary fish, but the most beautiful fish in the entire ocean. His scales were every shade of blue and green, and the most beautiful color of all, purple, with sparkling silver scales along them. The other fish were amazed at his beauty. They called him Rainbow Fish. "Come on, Rainbow Fish," they would call. "Come on and play with us." But the rainbow fish would just glide past, proud and silent, letting his scales shimmer in the sea. One day, a little blue fish followed after him. "Rainbow fish," he called, "wait for me. Please give me one of your shiny scales. They are so wonderful, and you have so many." "You want me to give you one of my special scales? Who do you think you are?" said Rainbow Fish. "Get away from me!" Shocked, the little blue fish swam away. He was so sad. He told all his friends about what had happened. From then on, no one would have anything to do with the Rainbow Fish. They turned away when he swam by. What good were the dazzling, shimmering scales with no one to admire them? Now he was the loneliest fish in the entire ocean. One day, he poured out his troubles to the starfish. "I really am beautiful. Why doesn't anyone like me?" "I can't answer that for you," said the starfish. "But if you go beyond the coral reef to a deep cave, you will find the wise octopus. Maybe she can help you." The rainbow fish found the cave. It was very dark inside, and he couldn't see anything. Then suddenly, two eyes caught him in their glare, and the octopus emerged from the darkness. "I have been waiting for you," said the octopus. "The waves have told me your story. This is my advice. Give a glittering scale to each of the other fish. You will no longer be the most beautiful fish in the sea, but you will discover how to be happy."
I can't,"
the rainbow fish said to her, but the octopus had already disappeared into the dark cloud of ink.
"Give away my scales, my beautiful shining scales? Never! How could I ever be happy without them?"
Suddenly, he felt the light touch of a fin. The little blue fish was back.
"Rainbow fish, please, please don't be angry. I just want one little scale."
The rainbow fish wavered. Only one very, very small shimmering scale, he thought. "That's what I'll do. I'll give him one. I'll give him a very, very small one, but I will give him one. Maybe I won't miss it, because it's just one." Carefully, the rainbow fish pulled out the smallest scale and gave it to the little fish.
"Thank you. Thank you very much."
The little blue fish bubbled playfully as he tucked the shiny scale in among his blue ones. A rather peculiar feeling came over the rainbow fish. For a long time, he watched the little blue fish swim back and forth with his new scale glittering in the water. The little blue fish whizzed through the ocean with his scale flashing here and there. So it didn't take long before the rainbow fish was surrounded by a bunch of fish. Everyone wanted a glittering scale. The rainbow fish shared his scales left and right to everyone that asked. The more they asked, the more he gave. And the more delighted and happy he became. When the water around him filled with glimmering scales, he at last felt at home among the other fish. Finally, the rainbow fish had only one shining scale left. His most prized possessions had all been given away. But he was so happy. "Come on, rainbow fish," they called. "Come and play with us."
"Here I come," said the rainbow fish, and happy as a splash, he swam off to join his friends. The end.
Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today, and I hope that you'll join us again next week for another story or two. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslins@gmail.com. That's mamaroslins@gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. You will face many defeats in life, but never let yourself be defeated. Maya Angelou. And as always, my friends, until next time, be blessed.